Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, in the last few years, we've seen quite a few celebrities get, quote-unquote, canceled. But what we haven't seen that much are celebrities getting uncanceled. Like, maybe never? I'm trying to think. I know.
I feel like Chris Brown kind of got...
What?
Like, people are like, oh, like, I love his music. Let's, like, that stuff's in the past. And it's like, is it?
Those people probably didn't care in the first place.
I know. True. Yeah.
But it looks like Ellen DeGeneres is trying to claw her way back into the limelight. She's been laying low ever since her image took a pretty big hit and her talk show was canceled after rumors that it was a toxic workplace.
Yeah. And just like the comedian she is, she joked that she was kicked out of show business, but it looks like she's about to jump on the comedy comeback train. Maybe.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, maybe. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, April 29th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Give me that hot sauce.
Please make it loud for Ellen DeGeneres.
So that was comedian Beth Stelling giving every bit of energy she could muster.
I know her.
Like, she doesn't care.
I think that she... Yeah.
How do you know her?
She's...
Improv?
I know of her because...
I know of a lot of people.
No, well, the way Liam has really good friends on Twitter. Like, she's one of my dearest friends. No, but she was dating somebody that I was, like, in love with. So that's how I know her. That's how I know every person out there.
That doesn't narrow it down either. That could be anyone.
Okay.
But anyway, she was welcoming Ellen DeGeneres to the Largo stage in L.A. for a stand-up set back in February. And it was a pretty rare public appearance for Ellen. Like we said, she's been laying low ever since her talk show went off the air back in 2022. And we all know that her and other producers were accused of mistreating their staff, creating a toxic workplace. But now it looks like Ellen is slowly trying to make a comeback through stand-up, which is where she started. So that makes sense that that's the route she would go.
Yeah.
And she recently announced dates for the Ellen's Last Stand-Up tour. And according to some people who were in the audience during her set at the Largo last week, Ellen was cracking jokes about being kicked out of Hollywood.
Yeah. So now there's no actual video of Ellen performing because Largo has this strict no camera policy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're only going off word of mouth here.
Yeah.
But according to those who were there, Ellen joked about how she got kicked out of show business and that there is no mean people in show business.
I'm assuming that was sarcasm.
No, absolutely straight shooting comedy right there.
Which she's probably like, well, there's no mean, as if it's okay to be mean because you're in show business. It's like, read the room.
I know, read the room. She also referenced her sitcom Ellen being canceled back in the 90s after she came out. And she said, for those of you keeping score, this is the second time I've been kicked out of show business. Eventually, they're going to kick me out for a third time because I'm mean, old, and gay.
Shut up.
I'm pausing each time to give you time to roll your eyes.
Like, she's such an idiot. Like, okay, her sitcom being canceled because she came out, that was fucked up. We can all agree on that.
100%.
That was bullshit. She paved the way. That was a big deal. This isn't the same thing.
No, it's not. And it's like, to compare is diminishing what happened to her in that circumstance, because that was, like you said, supremely fucked up. This is not the same thing. This is a consequence of your own actions, and you were the one that did things wrong. So no.
Yes.
But Ellen also said in her set at the Largo that the hate got so bad that she avoided looking at the news and said that the experience took a toll on her ego and self-esteem. All makes sense. I wouldn't look at the news either, especially if I'm a mean person. Yeah. I don't want to be reminded of how mean I am. But anyone who watched Ellen's talk show probably remembers how she would sign off every episode by saying, be kind to one another. And while she was on stage at the Largo, she joked that her catchphrase turned into a problem because the headline became, the be kind girl wasn't kind. And honestly, it's like, it's called poeticism. Poetry.
That is what it's called.
Poeticism. Why can't I just say poetry? Whatever it's called, that's what it was.
I honestly don't know.
And Ellen said, there's such extremes in this business. People either love you and idolize you, or they hate you, and those people somehow are louder.
Okay.
She's saying all things that it's like, yeah, we know. None of this is
everything
riveting
she's saying,
new stuff. Like, come on.
I know. Yeah, that's really true. So, listen, if there's anything to her claims that she was kicked out of show business, it does look like she's trying to get back in. There are unconfirmed rumors that she's working on a Netflix stand-up special. And Ellen did tease on social media that people will be seeing something soon enough, so there might be some truth to those rumors. Now, going back to her set at the Largo, Ellen did a Q&A with the audience, and someone asked about all the craziness that surrounded the end of her talk show, and they asked Ellen if she was able to find a way to dance.
Who is this
during
person?
These tough times?
I wish.
I don't know.
I must know somebody that was there. I feel like we must know somebody in our circle that was there, because I want to know who this clown was asking this question.
It was
question.
Portia.
In a mask. With an American accent to really throw us off.
Yeah, like, obviously everyone remembers at the top of every show, she would come out and dance. That was, like, her thing. She would go into the audience, blah, blah, blah. But Ellen said there wasn't much dancing after her cancellation and told the Largo audience that it's hard to dance when you're crying.
And to that I say bullshit.
It's not.
I am constantly dancing and sobbing at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, I gotta dance this sadness out. It doesn't work, but I do it. So
it's possible. Crying doesn't affect your legs.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. I can cry while I'm driving. Mm-hmm. I can cry while I'm cooking. I can cry while I'm going to the bathroom. Nothing stops me from crying.
Nope.
Ellen did tell the audience that she had a hard time when the scandal was breaking, and she didn't love the way that her show ended. She said that she was in a funk during that time, that it even affected her wife, Portia de Rossi. Mm-hmm. But she does say that Portia helped her come to terms with how everything went down, and Ellen said that they're both dancing now. Which I know we were all just like, oh my God, when will the dancing start again? This is just, the world can't take this kind of hit.
Yeah.
Ellen also told the crowd, even though she's able to joke about it now, it was devastating. It took a long time for her to want to do anything again. And before she walked off stage, she told the crowd that she was happy to be back doing stand-up so that she could offer some joy during a scary time. She said, I think that we need more laughter and less drama.
And she also said, this is a really good place for me because no one has to try and look me in the eyes when I'm up here. It's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did say that.
The lights really help block the other people out. So if you're an Ellen stand-up fan, you are in luck. She'll be doing a dozen or so shows in California, Washington, and Oregon between late May and early July, which some of her celebrity friends are excited about because she wasn't mean to them.
I was going to say, the same celebrity friends that are like, guys, Ellen's a peach. She bought me a Porsche.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. So,
when Ellen announced the first leg of her tour on social media earlier this month, singer Brandi Carlile commented, I guess I'm not touring this summer, following you around instead, which upsets me because I love Brandi Carlile. It's like, stop it.
Are you upset that she's not going to be touring now and she's instead going to be following Ellen because you were going to get front row tickets?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then comedian Lonnie Love, another one I love, said, this is going to be good.
But don't you worry, Richies. There are people just like us, the haters. Referring to the title, Ellen's Last Stand-Up Tour, someone commented, thank God it's going to be the last. No, it's not. This person has never learned anything. Anytime someone's like, it's our last tour, guaranteed to not be the last tour.
Well, yeah, that's why I always talk about how Elton John's farewell tour was like 6 years long.
Yeah. He's still saying goodbye.
Yeah.
And then under a thread on X, someone wrote, maybe the woman who preached kindness shouldn't have been mean. Valid point. And someone else wrote, being mean or being out of touch and failing to adapt. And that commenter included a meme of that infamous moment when Dakota Johnson called Ellen out on her show, saying, actually, that is not the truth, Ellen.
Such an iconic moment in pop culture history.
I know, it really is.
I love it so much.
And I just can picture it.
I know.
Dakota's face.
And Ellen's face slipping away from the mask, being like,
briefly, yep. recalculating.
So, Arisha, Ellen's clearly trying to make a comeback. What do you think? Are you going to be at the Netflix special taping?
I can't wait for this to be over. There's so many ads for it, and it's, like, going to be taking over the theater. Like, we don't get Harold Knight that week because of Netflix is a joke.
Oh, no. Festival. When will she stop taking away from the little people?
I know. My thing is just, this is peak comedian behavior. Like, especially in this community, Brooke, I'm sure you experienced this when you were at IO, but, like, there are a lot of shitty people in the community, and they'll get called out. They might get a little bit punished, but they always come crawling back out. Mm-hmm. And my thing is here, I'm not against people, like, coming out and, like, atoning for what they did wrong.
Yeah, same.
We didn't have any footage, but I don't see anything of her talking about owning up to her behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, it's like if you were like, yeah, and it's one of those things where she probably genuinely doesn't think she did anything wrong. And it's like, well, that just goes to show you have problematic viewpoints of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But like, she's not making any amends. She's not trying to do anything better. As far as I know.
Right.
Maybe she's doing it all privately, but this kind of person would not do that privately. So I'm just like, whatever. Another thing to not watch. Great. Add it to the list.
I know. I completely agree with you. Like, sure, everyone deserves a second chance, I think.
Yeah.
But it's how you approach the second chance. And comparing her show being canceled and the rumors that she's terrible to her sitcom being canceled because she came out as gay just makes me think that she has no grasp of what she actually did to people. Or why the show was canceled. And it's like, I get it. You're a comedian. Your job is to make jokes.
Yeah.
But
There's a way to do it.
Yeah. There's a fine line.
Yeah. And it's all fake. She's like, this is all being performed, it sounds like, as a victim. Like, she's the one that was wronged in this.
Yeah.
And I hate that. And it's like, fuck you. You've learned nothing. Go back to being off. Go back to hiding then. Because you clearly that did nothing. Go back to learning how to dance. Because... maybe you shouldn't be dancing still because you haven't learned fuck all.
Yeah. She's not dancing that line between joking and atoning at all.
No. So. And I'm very familiar with the line. I live on it.
You walk the line. We call you Johnny Cash in our circles.
Did you hear about those babies who were named Johnny Cash and June Carter?
No.
By different parents in the same hospital? Is that weird?
Wow. That is really weird. That's the best news I've ever heard. But I will say, like, again, we don't know exactly what her set is. We don't know what she said. We're just hearing it secondhand.
Yeah.
So I'll be curious to see if she does have a Netflix special to kind of see the angle she's taking. And then maybe we can reassess then. Because I don't want to get shit on.
Netflix loves to give specials to people who maybe don't deserve them.
I can't wait for her to host SNL. That's the next step, I'm sure.
I'm sure in 2 weeks. Just wait.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skidmore Williams.
We're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
when I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.